Oh, you're awake. Hi. Are you okay? Oh, you're at my house. Well, it's not my house so much as a place I use occasionally. Where? Middle of the woods. About, let's see. It was about a 40-minute drive from your house. Providing that was your house that I took you from. Yes? Oh, okay. All right, cool. Right. What are you doing here? And why are you strapped down? And why did I knock you out? Well, do you want the easy explanation? There was a bit of a mix-up. It's my fault. I wasn't prepared properly. And this is what happens when you're a bit sloppy. Okay? I mean, God, you'd think I was an amateur, but I'm not. What am I? Okay, I don't want you to panic. I don't want you to overreact to what I'm about to say. But I'm a serial killer. You're shaking. Are you all right? Oh God, I'm so sorry. That was a little bit callous of me. Let me put a blanket over you. And just rest my hands on your shoulders and just... No, I'm not going to do anything unexpected. Like, you know, pull a knife and kill you. This is not Dexter. I'm just going to just help you relax for a few moments. It's all right. It's okay. You're all right. Am I going to kill you? Well, strangely enough... Well, funny enough, that's something I've been thinking about on the drive here. I don't want to have to kill you. I don't. I really don't. But... You know, it's not in my, call my code, I guess, my ethos, my reasoning. It's not, I mean, I appreciate that reasoning isn't a word you'd use for someone who's a serial killer, but we all have our own thing where we have this, you know, code of, oh, this is not helping. Okay, all right, look, I got the wrong door. I know. Yes, you are the other end. It's the same number. I know, it's very confusing. That'll teach me for not scoping the place out first. It wasn't until I'd already knocked you out and was on the way here that I suddenly checked the sat-nav and realised that I'd put, or that there was, two sides of the road. And by that time, I was already halfway here. And I had this need to kill, and that wouldn't let me put you back. And now you're awake, and, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm sorry? Yes, I'm that serial killer. English? Oh, yes. Yeah. How am I so adorable and nicely spoken, but I'm a serial killer? What is that supposed to mean? Well, that's a very, very odd question, you know. It's like I can't be well-spoken in English and be a serial killer at the same time. That's ridiculous. Anyway, where was I? Trying to calm you down. Sorry. My mood swings can be a little bit of an issue sometimes. But you weren't the guy I was supposed to be getting, okay? I had a rule set. It seemed to have gone haywire now. And I only take the bad guys. Yes, a bit like Dexter, except sometimes you have to kill other people who find out about you, and that's only happened once or twice because I'm really very good. What do you mean I've killed 14 people? What kind of number is 14? You think that's all I've done? What, are you comparing me to other male serial killers? I am the best damn serial killer. Do you know how rare it is to have a female serial killer? Do you know how twisted a psyche has to be? And how clever you have to be a serial killer and not get caught? I mean, fine, if we were back in the 1700s or the 1800s when all those poisonings went on, when forensics wasn't a thing and, you know, people went running around without cell phones and selfies and stuff, it would have been much easier. But do you know how hard it is these days? And here I am. I am one of the most successful serial killers of my generation. Of ever. And you think I've only killed 14 people? I didn't get to like you very much now. A little bit crazy. A little bit crazy doesn't make you a serial killer. Being psychopathic makes you a serial killer, okay? I had a bad childhood. I don't want to talk about it. All right, okay. Well, this is the thing. I'm going to have to, you know, kill you. But I don't want to. I don't want to. I'm very annoyed with myself. This wasn't your fault. It wasn't like you bundled in like the last one did. My God, can a girl not kill somebody in peace? There I was, quite happy, taking somebody apart, and someone just walks in. They were rambling. I had to find a new place. They were rambling in the woods and thought that they'd stop under some shelter, and they fell upon me. Do you know how far I had to run through the woods to track him down? It's a good job I'm athletic. Jeez. What am I going to do with you? I don't know. Have you not been listening or paying attention? I don't know. Oh, don't say such stupid things. Of course, the moment you get away from me, you're going to tell somebody. You're going to tell them where the cabin is. You're going to tell them where the woods is. Oh, wait. You didn't actually see me drive here. But the problem with that is, you know how far away it is. All they'll do is set up a radius, find the nearest woods, and look for my place. It has to be abandoned, so that's easy enough. I could just kill you, and then I'd be back on track again. But then I've got one more body to get rid of. Then I have to go back to the other number one, and I don't like to be seen in the same street twice. And I'm pretty sure I wasn't seen, but you don't know now. No, you're right. There's no CCTV around there. Really? I was very lucky that you live alone. I'm not quite sure what to do here. You think I'm very sweet? And pretty? It's very nice of you. Thank you. Could I make you some tea? What do you think this is? A book club? A mother's meeting? I'm a serial killer. I don't make my victims tea. No. Oh, right, you thought since I was English I'd drink tea and it would help me calm down and then you'd give it a chance to escape because I'd have to let one of your arms go. Well, what was I going to do? Sit you up in the bed, let one of your hands go free so you could try and grab me and make a run for it? No, I'm not chasing down any more victims. Okay, all right. You know what? I'm going to put this over your face. You're going to go to sleep and you're going to wake up in heaven or hell. I don't know what your life's been like, so I can't really judge. Normally my victims go to hell because they're really bad and I'm very good at that. No, it's fine. It's fine. Good night. Oh my God. I can't believe I screwed up so badly. All right. What am I going to do here? Oh, hell. Hello again. No, you're not dead. Don't bang your head off the table, you'll hurt yourself. Come on, calm down. You're still alive because I'm having second thoughts, okay? I like you. And this wasn't your fault, it was my fault, and you shouldn't be taking the blame for this like the other person. I don't know what to do. Oh my God. Plus, you said I was pretty. And that just made me. No, I'm not twirling my hair around my finger. Shut up. I'm going to let you go. Okay, I'm going to let you go. First of all, I'm going to... Oh, I know what I'm going to do. Oh, I've got some of that stuff. Right, okay. I'm going to give you an injection. Okay, you're going to go to sleep. You are going to wake up again, I promise, but you'll wake up at home, okay? I'm going to take you home. You're going to wake up. You're not going to remember what happened. I forgot. One of my friends. Oh, on the serial killer forums, was telling me that this substance helps with short-term memory loss. It kind of wipes things out a bit. You'll wake up feeling a bit drunk, like you've had some alcohol or something, but you won't remember anything, which is brilliant. Problem is, I don't know how much dose to give you. Hang on, I'm using Google. Do you know how useful Google is to a serial killer? Anyway, right. Okay, 300 milligrams. Oh no, that'll leave you with days and days of memory loss. That's too much. Half the dose. Right. Okay, all right, I've got it. I'm going to draw this dose up. I'm going to give it to you. And then when you wake up, you're going to be at home. Do you know what? I'm really, really sorry that this has happened to you. I really hope you don't remember. Thank you for saying I'm pretty. And 14... I have killed more than 63 people. What do you mean more than, but you're not sure? Of course I'm sure. No, I didn't. Okay, so I've killed 64 people. One was an accident. Yes. So proper serial killer numbers, I'm on 63. Okay? All baddies, all very, 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 very bad. Oh, no, across the world, in fact. Yeah. All right, look, you know, I can't say sorry anymore. Okay, it's done. Thank you so much for your understanding. You too, good luck. You take care of yourself, okay? And do me a favour. Change your locks, okay? Extra deadbolts, come on now. Could be another serial killer out there and I don't want you getting hurt. All right then. Have a wonderful life. Here's to never seeing you again. Bye-bye.